Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 5. Our Lady tells us to seek her help at all times and in all places.
My daughter, all that thou hast written in this chapter is a most important warning for all those that live in the flesh and in the imminent danger of losing their eternal happiness. It should teach them to seek my most kind and powerful intercession and to fear the judgments of the Most High. For in this lies an efficacious means of salvation and of meriting higher reward for the Lord. I wish to remind thee once more that among the secrets revealed to the beloved John at the Last Supper was also this, that he had become the beloved disciple of Christ on account of his love toward me, and that Judas fell because he despised the mercy and kindness which I showed him. At that time, also, the evangelist understood other great mysteries communicated and wrought in me, that I should take part in the labor and suffering of the Passion, and that he should have special charge of me. My dearest, the purity which I require of thee must be greater than that of an angel, and if thou strive after it, thou wilt become my dearest child, as Saint John, a most beloved and favored spouse of my Son and Lord. His example and the ruin of Judas should continually serve thee as a stimulus and as a warning to seek only after my love and to be sincerely thankful for the love shown thee without thy merit. I wish thee also to understand another secret hidden from the world, namely, that one of the most vile and horrible sins before the Lord is the little esteem in which the just and the friends of the church are held, and especially the little veneration shown toward me, who was chosen for his mother and am the cause of happiness of all men. If the failure to love the enemies and contempt of them is so displeasing to the Lord and to the saints of heaven, how shall he bear with such treatment of his most dear friends, whom he holds as the apple of his eye and in deepest affection? This counsel thou canst never bear in mind too much in this mortal life, and it is one of the signs of reprobation to hold in abhorrence the just. Beware of this danger and judge no one, especially those that reprehend and admonish thee. Do not allow thyself to desire worldly things, least of all any office of superiority. A desire which allures the human sense, disturbs the judgment, and obscures reason. Envy no one his honor, nor the possession of any earthly thing, nor seek to obtain from the Lord anything else than his love and friendship. Man is full of blindest inclinations, and if he does not restrain them, he will begin to ask for that which will cause his eternal perdition. Sometimes the Lord, according to hidden judgments, grant these petitions in punishment for wicked desires and of other sins, as it happened with Judas. Such souls receive earthly reward for any good actions which they may have performed during mortal life. If thou wilt look into the deceptive course of the lovers of this world, thou wilt see that they consider themselves fortunate whenever they attain all that they desire according to their earthly inclinations. This only hastens their greater misfortune, for they, having received their eternal reward, cannot expect any in the eternal life. But the just, who despise the world and meet with many adversities, are withdrawn and shielded from danger, because the Lord denies them the temporal goods which they desire and ask for. In order that thou mayest not fall into such danger, I exhort and command thee never to hanker after nor to seek earthly possession. Separate thyself from all. Preserve thy free and independent will. Never desire for anything beyond what is God's pleasure, for he will assume charge of all those who rein themselves to his divine providence.